for you. As we bring this building and present it before you, first and foremost, we present ourselves before you. We have heard that there is a people, that at one day we're not a people at all, but have become the people of God. We have heard that there is a people of God in this community. We have heard of that. We have partaken of that grace that has brought us in. We are the people of God in this community. And we freshly dedicate ourselves, Lord God. Oh God, come and overtake us. Overtake our affections. Overtake our hopes and aspirations. Cancel out our fears and cast them away. Embolden us by your grace and with your word. Make us fit vessels to be used in this hour to your glory. And as we dedicate ourselves afresh to you, Lord God, we dedicate to you this building. We require, in your face, Lord, let it be heard, that we require that this building serve you, that this building honor you, that what goes on in this building makes you large. Oh God, we dedicate to you all that goes on in this building. Oh Lord, raise them up. Raise up intercessors. Raise up prophets. Raise up evangelists. Raise up apostles from our midst. Lord God, let the nations be our neighbor. Raise up missionaries from our midst to go forth. Oh God, we dedicate all that goes on in this building from this time forward and forevermore. Father, we are asking that within the confines of this building, whether it be young or old, whether it be broken or strong, whether it be male or female, your word would come alive and equip within the confines of this building. Father, let no building take the honor that is only yours. Let no man take the honor that is only yours. But as we serve you, let you be honored in all that we do. On this day, Lord God, we say we have traveled a long journey, but we are now being equipped for a greater exploit. Lord God, we dedicate this building to that exploit. In the honor of our God, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.